Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today we continue our discussion on the value of your time. Now, when we talked yesterday, we were talking about choosing your tasks and putting a dollar amount on what an hour's worth of your time is, and then looking at your tasks and making decisions accordingly. So if the task, if you could hire somebody to take on the task, and that someone would cost less than what you see your value as for that task or for your time, then maybe it makes sense to hire somebody. But there are exceptions to that. There's certain things that we find therapeutic in life. Some people absolutely love doing yard work. I don't understand this one, but it works for some people. There's a sense of almost a meditative sense that comes over them when they do it. They just fall into a trance and they find it very relaxing. And the other thing is it brings is a sense of pride. You complete the job, you can see the fruits of your labor, you know exactly what happens. And if it looks nice, well, then that's a sense of pride for people. So I understand how that can work for certain people. Now, I also understand that I spend most of my time in Florida, and the idea of cutting grass in Florida for most of the year wouldn't be a good time between the bugs and the heat and everything else. It's just not something I enjoy doing. But I have a neighbor that loves it, so to each his own, and I think that's what we need to think about. So think about those tasks that you have that you find therapeutic and give yourself the leeway to do them. So if you love cleaning floors, you know, some people do. Clean your floors. That's fine if you get something out of it. But what you want to make sure you don't do is to let these activities really get you completely out, where you're doing your lawn instead of spending time with your children, and you don't have enough time already to spend with your children. And if you could free up some more time, maybe that's worth it. Right. So now you have to weigh out, okay, there's a therapeutic value because I enjoy doing the yard work, but yet I could spend more quality time with my children if I were with them. Which one do I see is more beneficial for me and for my family overall? And that's a decision you make. But think through these things. Right? The therapeutic stuff is important, but so are some of the other things. So the point today is really just to get you thinking about that time and how precious it really is. I would love to hear your thoughts on anything we're discussing, anything related to the value of your time. I'm curious to hear, you know, how you feel or how you feel you're doing at this. In other words, do you look at the value of your time? Do you take pride in just doing those things that you really enjoy? And are you able to be successful in farming some of those things out that you really don't enjoy? We'd love to hear your thoughts there. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about those important activities that you're dealing with. But for today, what I want you to think about is, what are those tasks that you find therapeutic? And now you have to make a decision. If you find them therapeutic, but they're fairly low value things, in other words, you can get somebody to do it for far less than what you see your time being worth, now you have to make a decision and say, is it worth it? Right? Is the opportunity cost worth me doing this task, or is it not, for what I'm getting out of it?